This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 14. What do you do with your shame? Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 16. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. Then he is to take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to the Lord and sacrifice it for a sin offering. But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to be used for making atonement by sending it into the wilderness as a scapegoat. When Aaron has finished making atonement for the most holy place, the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall bring forward the live goat. He is to lay both hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion of the Israelites, all their sins, and put them on the goat's head. He shall send the goat away into the wilderness in the care of someone appointed for the task. The goat will carry on itself all their sins to a remote place, and the man shall release it in the wilderness. Limburger cheese has a smell that is sometimes compared to sweaty feet. Even worse, the smell can linger long after the cheese is gone. Similarly, shame can linger long after our sin has been dealt with. Shame is a result of the voice of Satan whispering into our heart that we are not good enough. When we fail in a project at work or do poorly on an exam, shame makes us feel we are worthless. When we give in to temptation or make a parenting mistake or let our spouse down, shame implies that our failures define us. We try to work harder, chase status symbols, and make ourselves too busy, but nothing can cover the shame we feel. In today's reading about the scapegoat, we see that this goat was not slaughtered. Instead, the people's sins were symbolically transferred to the goat, and it was released into the wilderness, never to be seen again. The message was clear. God not only covers the guilt of his people, but also removes the effects of sin, including shame, from their lives. Jesus, serving as our scapegoat, has carried our sin away so that it is never seen again. This means that when we hear Satan's accusations, we need only to look to the Savior and remember that God, the only person who could actually accuse us, has declared that in Jesus, our sins are gone forever. Pray with me. Lord and God, thank you for removing not only our guilt, but also our shame. Help us to know and trust that we are fully forgiven in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.